It is time for Second Shot with George Dunn and Devin Newsom. Second Shot, 2.5 shots.
Hey, everybody, it's me, George Dunn, the wiggling dancing man. How's it going?
No.
I'm Devin Newsom. Every time that plays, like, I want to like come up with something that would be the first line of a sitcom. Of a shitty CBS sitcom.
Devin, did you leave your pants in the dishwasher again?
Then, I don't know.
Yes, and...
I was going to say, what is this plate doing covering my junk? I don't know.
That's enough. That's something.
Yeah, that's something.
Better let's just stop it.
I don't know.
Welcome back to another episode of Second Shot. We're here talking live at O'Houlihan's Pub, talking about Josie and the Pussycats.
I don't like how you put the emphasis on puss.
I do.
Someone's got to. I'm a 20th century man. What do you want from me?
I mean,
21st
we are.
Century?
Yes, 21st.
Yeah.
22nd?
Xenon of the...
Cleopatra 2525.
C-Lab 2021.
Yeah. Flash Gordon.
I think we're a little bit excited to be in this new renovated, refurbished stereo.
No, it just means my roommate's moving out, and I swept my dining room for the first time in three
years.
Oh,
that's what it was. I could see the floor. Oh, this is some nice wood down here, actually.
Yeah, there's no more cat hair. Well, there's not as much cat hair. So yeah, we're here again for another week of the podcast.
Yes.
That cast. Song, yeah. that song now is far less embarrassing than the other song for my unnamed other podcast where I have to sit and listen to a song I made, which I just sit there and just like, God damn it, why am I doing this to myself?
So you have a song out there that you made?
I didn't
theme song?
Make it. I mean, in the same way Jess made this song. Actually, Jess did way more work than I did for that.
Can you play it now for our listeners?
Yeah, give me a second.
I need to hear this.
Fill some time real quick.
I'm crying in the background.
So I'm going to set it up. George is doing it. Do you want me to release any details?
You can talk about whatever you want.
He's doing a home improvement podcast as well.
Yeah, my friend Ryan and I are talking home improvement episode by episode.
Mm-hmm.
It's real sloppy. Okay, here it is.
I wouldn't have guessed.
This is the intro, sort of, technically, kind of. This might be a little louder than I intended, so I'm going to turn this down real quick.
Nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
And it's just 5 minutes of that.
Wait, so you play 5 minutes
yeah,
of that
play all
right
five
before the podcast every week?
No, I, oh, Jesus,
that
I should. Podcast is already really short. So.
That is a great use of audio sampling.
So now I just have to sit there and listen to that, with that, especially that like 3 seconds of silence in between the first part, because I was too lazy to edit that part out. it's called Pod Improvement if you want to listen to it. It's really bad. But we're here for another week. How are you, Devin? I haven't seen you in a while.
By a while, I mean a
week.
Well, I'm doing really good. I saw some movies this week. And
oh, yeah?
I
you see that Deadpool?
Been watching my mom's house. I didn't see Deadpool yet.
No?
I want to. I saw A Quiet Place, finally.
Oh, fuck yeah. It's so good, isn't it?
Yeah. It was...
That monster's
it was
cool as shit.
You talked about how cool the monster was. A lot of people were. It was cool, but it was like... It just looked like a Demogorgon. Like,
go fuck
it's not
yourself.
That
the Demogorgon's boring as shit.
It looked exactly like a Demogorgon.
No, it didn't.
Just
it did
with
not.
Like spikes
its head
for
like
hands.
Opens. No, its head opens in like a million different places. It's awesome.
That's what a Demogorgon's head does.
No, it's Demogorgon. It's just a butthole with a shield for a
it's
face.
It's a Demogorgon with ears instead of teeth.
No.
Yeah.
No. Demogorgons aren't nearly as cool.
I'm not saying it was cool. It was cool. I liked the movie.
Yeah, yeah, it's a really good movie. And that last sheen, that last shot, it's a real fuck yeah moment. Leaving you to...
Oh, yeah.
I didn't expect to cry during it either.
Yeah, it was pretty...
It made me question a lot of parts.
Yeah, did
of
you see... I don't want to ruin anything.
No, I haven't seen it, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really... It's. I mean, there's enough to spoil.
Very easily, so I just spoil everything for myself ahead of time.
Jim gets married to Pam.
I know that. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's what happens.
That spooks me so much.
Devin, we have spoiler sections for a reason.
The scariest moment in the office.
The internet is savage.
I didn't know until after I saw it that the daughter is actually deaf in real
life. Yeah, she's the only one who's really deaf. And from what I heard the sign language is basically just gibberish.
Really?
Like, it's just a bunch of people waving their hands a lot. which seems weird because you have a deaf girl on the set.
And they did the shush thing way too much. Like, well, that's like, come on, we get it.
I walked out of it. And I'm just like, so the running meme or the joke of John Krasinski is always like him just turning the camera and going like, you know, in his big wide eyes. I think his new thing is just going to be the fingers over his mouth. It's like, because he does it so fucking much.
Is this like a sequel to The Office?
Yes. Okay. It takes place after Office. You actually see the corpse of Michael Scott. It's very weird. I felt like it was unnecessary. Mm-hmm. They could have just said it in dialogue.
Pam was killed off, so then he married his actual...
Elizabeth Blunt. And had three kids with her.
You know, like... I mean, that could have been Dwight Schrute's beet farm they were staying on in the movie. So
that's entirely true. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. If this were my other podcast, we'd go into Conspiracy Corner right now.
Well, there you go. There's another topic.
Yeah, that's such a good movie. You haven't seen Deadpool, though? Have either of you said Deadpool?
No, not yet.
Okay, it's fine.
But I watch too much Nerdist, like, pay attention to too much Nerdist that I already have everything spoiled.
Yeah, oh,
I
mean,
really? Talk about the Easter eggs. Like, I don't care about spoilers unless it's, like, Star Wars. So
yeah, I mean, there's... Deadpool's not a movie you can spoil.
Yeah,
it's funny. It's a bad movie. It's like the first one. It's funny, but it's bad.
Yeah, I've heard it's not as good.
I think it's better. It's better on like every single account. I think because it like this is the first. It like has a story.
I'm excited for the characters that are in it, though. Like
there's some surprises where I'm like, finally they get this guy right. Mm-hmm. But like, other than that, like I mean, Cable's fine.
Yeah.
You know, like everything's fine about it. It's a fine movie. It's very funny. There's some really really funny jokes. So if that's all you're going in there for, then cool.
I hope so. It's funny.
But we didn't introduce you. I'm very bad at this.
I just like
this is why we don't make money. And my brother's cooking in the other room, and you can very clearly hear him. He signed up for HelloFresh, not a sponsor of the show.
Whatever happened to Blue Apron, by the way? No one ever is sponsored by Blue Apron anymore. I think about this a lot.
I feel like most people don't do HelloFresh. I feel like my brother's just the only one.
I had a friend who tried Blue Apron. They're like, I mean, I could have done it myself.
Well, Blue Apron was the new HelloFresh.
I thought it was HelloFresh
first? The other way. Or was it the other way?
I don't know, maybe.
What's the other one now? There's like one more, right?
There's another one. I don't remember the name.
Yeah, I don't know.
That one's the new Blue Apron.
Yeah. He had like a $45 gift card for wine. And I just wanted to steal that. I'm like, I'll take that. Like, I haven't seen him drink wine, whatever.
They have a whole kit in there to make wine.
That would be dope.
Just make your own distillery. It's not illegal.
They could call it Blue Apron with random red splotches.
You mean Red Apron?
Like Blue Apron, correct. but it's just Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad. So that voice you're hearing for the last 10 minutes is Mary
Kekic.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
You can clear your throat with it.
Mary Kekic. And you came on today to talk about Josie and the Pussycats.
Pussycats.
I really hope that catches on.
I hope it doesn't.
John Mulaney.
Oh my God, that's.
I didn't even think
I love
about
him so much.
His new special's good.
Yes,
I haven't watched it yet.
It's a
gorgeous.
Delight.
It's a Simpsons reference. I haven't watched it.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that. I was like, oh fuck yeah, I know that.
It's just Kid Mo.
That's good.
So. Mary, when was the first time you watched this movie? What's your background?
Well,
with this,
I was 13, so it was 2003, about then or whatever. and it was on TV, and I'm just like, all right, there's nothing else on. I don't have cable. Let's just throw this on. And I kind of fell in love with it more than a child, teenager should. And I was in love with it ever since, and it got me into playing guitar and all this stuff, and it happened to be at the same time that I was getting into indie music and rock music. Mm-hmm. So it kind of just paved a way to where I'm at now. So yeah.
Nice. I didn't realize it was it had that profound of an impact. I knew you were a fan. Yeah. But
I was in middle school, so everything is,
very impressionable.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so. Yeah, I mean, this movie didn't do well.
No, it didn't. It came out in 2001. Yeah. And I saw 2 years later, edited heavily heavily for television.
Well, it was the same year as Zoolander, and it seemed it was the same thing, where it did really well on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Because this will cost $40 million and it made 15 or something like that.
I think most of the money they made was from the soundtrack. It has a life of its own. It's insane.
It's pretty good. I mean, for music in a movie that, especially a comedy movie, it's pretty solid. Mm-hmm. I mean, for early 2000s pop punk, whatever you want to call it, rock, pop rock.
Well, I was getting excited about this earlier when you were going to say who it was. The person who does the music for Josie's voice, and she actually helped write some of the stuff, is Kay Hanley from Letters to Cleo.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a fan of Parks and Recreation, that's the band that Ben Wyatt is obsessed with. That's not R.E.M. He's wearing that t-shirt when he's scuzzy and everything, and making the stop motion crap.
It's Requiem for a Monday.
A couple of days ago was the 2 year anniversary of when I met Adam Scott in my job, by the way.
Oh, right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Because he was filming my disabled brother.
My deaf brother.
My deaf brother. Yeah. Or my blind brother. My
blind brother. Yeah.
Which is a movie where I'm like, yeah, it was fine.
I didn't see it.
I didn't know what it was supposed to be. Was it a comedy? Was it a drama?
No, that's pretty tight there. So did she just do the vocals? Did she compose?
She helped write some of it. I know that the thing was composed produced by Babyface, I think is what it said. And they had this huge background with it. Apparently it did really, really well from what I read and everything. She seems to have a history with that too, because there was a cartoon. I don't expect anybody to remember this because I've never met anybody who remembers this. But if you watch Kids WB, especially in 99, 2000, there was a weird Canadian cartoon called Generation O. And it was this girl who's 10 years old, I think. Her name's Molly O, and she has a band, and she's the singing
Generation
voice.
O.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up real
They're
quick.
It's very hard to find clips or episodes of it, but let's just say I've
because I basically only because I didn't have
I remember this.
Yeah, it's weird animation, but it was really fun. I remember anyway. I haven't watched it since
I remember the character designs. I never watched it, but
did the voice for that too. And this is around the time that I was actually that was the first indie before I realized the connection to Josie or Generation O. I found that album Letters to Cleo, Aurora Glorialis, the same one, the t-shirt, and that was the first indie album I ever bought. So there's weird connection to me and Kay Hanley.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's weird impact.
So what's Kay Hanley like in real life?
I have no idea. I've never met her. thanks. I wish.
She's probably exactly like you.
She's probably just
at this point, yeah.
Annoyingly bubbly sometimes.
She's just like Adam dramatic. Scott is just Ben Wyatt in real life.
Tell me that.
He was actually, I was listening to Are You Talking REM Remy today, and he was talking about taking which Parks and Rec character are you quiz, and he never gave an answer to what it was, but they they just basically said what other characters? So you're basically the worst parts of Leslie Knope, and was there ever a piece of shit, an actual piece of shit character, as a character, because you're a mixture of those two.
Jam.
Yeah.
That's why I kept saying jam in my brain, but they were oh no, they're just doing a bit.
Yeah. I feel like all the Parks and Recreation characters are basically just playing themselves, though, to be real.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, that line, probably my favorite Ben line of how am I going to keep my Husker Du albums in near mint condition is probably my favorite line, but that is 100% of Adam Scott thing.
I've been near Aubrey Plaza before, and I can guarantee you she's exactly the same. Yeah.
I remember seeing this movie. My sister really liked this movie. And I just kind of popped it on like one day, like, because we just got a DVD player mm-hmm. and she rented this or something like that. And I'm like, all right, let's see what this DVD thing's about.
It's goofy.
I've watched Spaceballs a lot, so I guess I'll just watch this. And I kind of fucking loved it. Like, I was like all about this movie for a minute.
I couldn't tell if you guys even liked it. I was just like, well, I'm just going to enjoy this myself.
Yeah, well, like, because this movie, like, was pretty reviled when it came out, like, in terms of critics.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, the box office didn't do well, but, like, it's come around, at least on the internet, being, like, this, like, kind of low key classic. Like, yeah, this was like one of those, like, I was like, I really like this movie, but I'm not going to tell anybody that I like this movie.
Oh, I was the annoying girl in middle school and high school that was obsessed with this movie.
Yeah, I mean, like.
Told everybody.
Yeah, I did, though.
I mean, I also had, like, I was ashamed to admit that I found Tara Reid attractive. You know, like, that kind of thing. Like, I watched Charlie's Angels specifically because I think you could kind of see Drew Barrymore's boobs in that movie.
Did you notice the Charlie's Angel Easter egg in this movie, by the way?
No.
So when they were going on the montage of them like climbing up the charts, they had a headline that said Lou Barrymore and to play the Pussycats in
that's
a movie.
Great. Oh,
that's
okay.
Well, oh, I was gonna say Rosario
Lucy
Dawson,
Lou, Drew Barrymore, and who's the third one?
Lucy Liu, Drew Barrymore, and Cameron Diaz.
Cameron Diaz yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Directed by Mick G.
Mick Jagger?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Nick.
Mick G, director of Terminator Salvation. Everybody's favorite Terminator.
I didn't realize.
Rosario Dawson's character was originally supposed to, the two people who auditioned for it were Beyonce and Aaliyah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And like they were like kind of considered for a minute, and they're like, we want somebody with comedy chops. And we're like, good choice.
Oh man!
Even
and
though
then,
Rosario Dawson's probably the least
and
funny
then they
character
did a musician
in this movie.
Dying
I think
in a
she's
plane
great
crash.
Though.
Oh yeah,
I love her.
I love Rosario
she's so
Dawson.
Great.
I'm all about Rosario Dawson.
She's so cute.
She like what was she doing like at this time? Like because I feel like I didn't know about her.
She was in something not recently, but at the time 2001? I don't remember what. Yeah, this came out.
She was she did Crossroads. Was that her? No, that was
Zoe Saldana.
Yeah. No, you're right. God damn it. The one who I have like a genuine crush on.
Mm-hmm.
God damn. I'm going to look up Rosario Dawson real quick because I kind of love her. She was like the only thing I can think of. What was she doing at this time? Because Sin City was like 2004.
Yeah. And then Rachel Lee Cook had just been in like She's All That.
She's All That, yeah.
That's, like, really the only thing she was in. Like, I was looking up the rest of what she did. I'm like, God. I mean, she does, like, a lot of, like, Robot Chicken stuff and Seth Green-produced stuff.
Well,
but
you
like,
can tell that they all just kind of met from Josie. They had to have all met, like,
yeah,
Josie
and I mean, like,
oh, for sure.
Super cool.
Because
and
Seth
she just,
Green's
like,
in it.
She has a bunch of Final Fantasy voices, actually.
That's kind
of
cool,
I found
actually.
That, like, Rent was 2005. What did she do? 2001.
Right, because I remember when Rent came out. Like, I never saw Rent, but I remember thinking, "Well, we know that she, but we know she's done the music stuff."
Oh, she was in Men in Black too. But that was a year later.
That was 2002.
Pluto Nash.
man,
box office
the
bump.
Classics.
Down to You.
He Got Game. That was a couple years before.
Was
this.
She in Clerks? No, she wasn't.
That was 98. She's in Clerks too.
Okay,
but that's like 2007.
Yeah, that's later. Obviously.
Yeah, so this is still pretty early in her.
But she had
in her
I mean,
career.
She was just like a background person for a while. Like, yeah, I think. Yeah, she's like the black friend and Down to You. And like.
Mm. Like this movie has a good amount of stars in it, but a lot of people who weren't, I feel like, superstar. Like, she wasn't really a big star until like a few years after this.
Yeah.
Like, and then, like, the cameo, like, Justin Chatwin, that random, like, fan in the beginning.
The one I freaked out about and then never gave a shit about for the rest of the movie.
That's great.
Like, that's crazy. That was, like, his first credit. And then he went on to do a whole bunch of stuff.
I just really like the Robot Chicken connections. You have Breckenmeyer and Seth Green in
Seth Green.
And
then, Well, I mean, you have, like, Seth Green and Breckenmeyer are good friends. And then the writer, one of the directors is married to Breckenmeyer. I think that's kind of the best scene of the whole movie. I kind of wish the whole movie was just that opening scene.
I wish that we would have had more of them. But at least you got two of their songs on the soundtrack, and you can listen to that song about anal as much as you want.
I wish they were able to come back at the end, because they very clearly like we're like, we can't really afford
everybody. They have music videos on that DVD, by the way.
Really?
Oh, seriously? Yeah.
For, for one or both of their
your backdoor
songs.
Guy or whatever it's called.
Backdoor lover?
Backdoor lover.
They, so recently for, like, in celebration of how well, the, like, how much, how well received the soundtrack was, I don't know if it was, like, an anniversary thing, but they did a live show with Kay Hanley where they performed all the, like, Josie's songs. And then Mondo Tees, I think it was, they released the soundtrack on vinyl, and then they released, they took out, because on the soundtrack they have like all the songs and then like two du jour songs and then like the main title, like the actual Josie and the Pussycats theme song. They took out the du jour songs and they put them on a 7-inch that came with like this cool, this cool like collector's edition. And like the cover is the artwork that they use in the movie as the actual like album cover.
I love that. That's Mondo awesome. Mondo is the fucking best. They, when they put out like albums, they don't fucking skimp. They do the work. I love them.
There's a lot of indie bands too that like when it was released, it also came along. Like there was a huge article that came out with like Mitski and Sadie from Speedy Ortiz, and they like wrote like things about how it actually like connected with them and all that stuff. And I played a show with Yowler, who's Marin from All Dogs, and we were talking about how much we like Josie and the Pussycats all of a sudden one time after a show. It was great.
Well, Devin, like, what was the first time you saw this? Have you seen this before?
I've never seen this movie. Really? Yeah, this was my first time seeing
it. Oh, wow, okay.
I was a fan of the cartoon back in the day. Because I used to watch, like, all the, I used to watch, like, all the old cartoons growing up. Like, but like for some reason, I think by the time this came out, I was like also like a teenage boy, and I'm like, I don't care about Josie and the Pussycat movie.
Yeah, I mean, it is very much like I'm a boy and I'm too cool for this kind of thing. Like, that's...
but watching it today, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think it was a hilarious kind of, it didn't take itself seriously at all, like some of the cartoon reboots tend to do. Like, I don't know. The cartoon, this is honestly, it's better than the cartoon, this movie is. The cartoon is kind of like just a ripoff of Scooby-Doo, honestly.
Although I will say, I'm kind like, I would love to see a sequel to this, but I'm kind of glad they didn't, because apparently they were going to do, like, you know how there was Josie and the Pussycats in Outer Space?
Oh, yeah.
They wanted to do that.
I'd watch the fuck out of that movie. Sequel. I don't. You and I are very different people, apparently.
Maybe I would, but we'll see.
Have you seen Leprechaun in Space? It's not probably the best one.
So, like, have you guys seen the cartoon?
I've seen bits and pieces.
Isn't it weird that like Alan and Alexander are just Fred and Shaggy? They're literally just Fred and Shaggy.
But they made them look exactly like the actual characters, though. Like, it was freaky how much Missy Pyle looked like her.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Alexandra,
Also, that dude was in Joey.
Yes.
Wait, the spinoff show of Joey?
Yep. He was like his nephew.
That's like my that's my favorite French.
What
show.
Is that actor's name? He's in a lot of stuff.
Matt LeBlanc?
No, not
Alexander. No, I don't remember.
The guy who played Alexander.
Which one's Alexander?
He was on a show that was on USA as well.
He was their manager.
Yeah.
Oh, was he the one that was on that show with Kumail Nanjiani?
I think so.
I don't know. He was on some doctory show on USA that used to be like, unfortunately, I know this. Time as Burn Notice.
Burn Notice, yeah.
He was Alexander, who is just Shaggy in the cartoon, if you look it up.
Well, that's a lot of the Archie stuff, they really, they love just ripping off stuff. Like especially like with the Hanna-Barbera, since Hanna-Barbera produced like Josie and the Pussycats, like, the one thing, like, even if you're not an Archie fan, like, I've never been a huge Archie fan, but, like, I've always appreciated, like, their willingness to just, like, evolve and just adapt to the times. Like
Riverdale,
like, maybe. Well, Riverdale is the most recent example, but, like, and Sabrina, but, like, or the new Sabrina that's coming up.
I loved
like,
the old Sabrina, though.
Oh, for sure. It's great.
TGIF,
dude. But, like... Like, there's Archie meets the Punisher. There's a more recent series of, like, Archie zombies and stuff like that. And they're always, like, they're very tongue-in-cheek. They know exactly what they are. Yeah. And, like, Archie's kind of fucking rad. Like, like, and the whole universe of like, Jughead and, you know, Josie and the Pussycat.
Drughead? Who's Drughead?
Jughead.
I know. Sound like he said Drughead.
You know, Drughead.
Drughead's on Riverdale. Nemesis, yeah.
He's the one who he's the one who makes heroin cool.
Fuck.
He grew up in Northeast Ohio.
Archie's name is Itchy.
But yeah, I want more of this. I would watch the fuck out of Josie and the Pussycats. Yeah. See, I think my biggest, like, so if I had to pick a complaint for this movie, I think there's not enough jokes.
Yeah.
And I think that's maybe a product of the time. It's, you know, what, 17 years later.
Yeah. Mm.
But like,
and some of these jokes don't age well.
Yeah, some of them are just kind of lame. Yeah. Some of them are sort of problematic. Yeah. I wouldn't
super
say this.
Super problematic.
Yeah, this movie's They're not like crazy problematic, minor, like, but like, it is one of those things where it's like,
you could have done without that.
Yeah, it's like, it's not even a funny joke.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I have a lisp. Like, okay, we don't care.
what was the one where they were like describing the band and it's like, oh, it's like so and so, but one of them super tan.
Oh yeah.
And then they followed up with a really funny joke of like, it's like TLC with two
white chicks. Yeah.
Like, it's like, that's a really fucking funny joke.
It was such a funny movie. Like, Parker Posey was hilarious.
Yeah.
She overdoes it in the best way.
Yeah, no, like I said, like while we were watching it, like, because Parker Posey at 10, which means it's a normal person at 30.
Yeah, she was all the way Parker Posey, and I loved every second of it.
She's creepy, and it's great. She just starts massaging Josie out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah,
and I'm like, oh, that's a little harassment-y. Aren't you her boss?
And how much do you weigh? 115? I weigh 112. I'm 3 pounds lighter.
That's such a wonderful, creepy scene. Like, she starts lisping.
Yeah.
And it's like, but not, like, not to jump around too much, but the end of the movie with like Alan Cummings and her, it just turns into this weird fucking like Mr. Show sketch.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I don't know how to end this. Let's just make it as crazy as humanly possible. She takes out her fake teeth.
He wipes off lisping. Makeup.
Yeah, he's fucking albino, a bald albino.
Lisping Lisa and white ass Wally.
White ass Wally.
See, that's the part where I'm talking about. There may be a little problematic, but I don't know.
Oh, white ass Wally's funny. I don't know.
Yeah, that is
shit.
A little funny, but. On record.
I don't know if there's any like albino support groups out there.
I mean, there probably are, but fuck them. That's the stance of the Second Shot podcast.
Swipe right on
albinos.
Tinder.
Fuck them.
I did.
Yeah, swipe right on Tinder. Right.
Exactly. That's what we mean.
We're not coming back from that.
I never come back from anything.
And that's the end of the podcast.
Bye.
All right,
bye.
See you guys. Above Below Entertainment.
I looked up more into Alan and Alexander being closely tied to Shaggy and Fred from Scooby-Doo. Alan or Alexander in Josie and the Pussycats cartoon was actually also voiced by Casey Kasem. And his character looks exactly like Shaggy.
I forgot Casey Kasem was part of that. Oh, my God. He was like a Hanna-Barbera staple because he also did something on Scooby-Doo, I believe, right?
Casey Kasem?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was Shaggy.
Oh, right. Duh.
Yeah.
You just literally just said that to
yeah.
me.
And then I think
I had a stroke.
I think the guy who played Alan in the cartoon also did Fred's voice. And he also wears an ascot, too. I'm sorry I'm hung up on this, but it's like...
No, it's great.
It's very frustrating.
I do love Casey
Kasem. I like
Kasem.
Overlap stuff, like overlapping stuff like that. Yeah. Like home movies... Bob's Burgers.
Oh, yeah.
Archie.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say with that Generation O. They look like Bob's Burgers characters, but like better. Well, no, not better.
Not better.
Bob's Burgers was better, which is weird. A weird thing to say.
But Bob's Burgers is like super intentional.
Well, yeah. I mean, Laurent Bouchard is always, that's like his thing.
Mm-hmm.
This movie was a weird one because like I... Because it was a movie I completely forgot about for a long time. And then, like, the internet just kind of was like, it's one of those movies the internet was just like, this movie's the best.
Plus, it has, like, interesting messages in it that, like with the consumerism aspect, I always thought that was very interesting. None of the product placement they
was
didn't
paid
ask
for.
Yeah, it was just, they just threw it in there. Cause
yeah,
like,
that's awesome.
Which is fucking hilarious when you watch the movie knowing that.
Yeah.
With like the bounce and the tight target stuff.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say
stuff,
like it's
like,
just like on the bottom of like a cart where they're just drinking like the like a bar
DeJour,
cart or something.
Yeah, like DeJour's plane is just covered in soap.
Yeah.
And then
with
and
Target.
Then yeah, and then Josie's is all Motorola cell phones.
Yeah.
McDonald's
like,
shower.
Yeah, McDonald's showers.
With the with the weird thing that she was like soaping herself up with.
Yeah,
yeah, like
the
a little French fry loofah or something.
Yeah, there was like
it was weird.
Like, because there's basically not. It's so weird because this movie's like super anti-consumerism, but there's almost not a single shot that doesn't have some sort of advertising advertising in it, except for like when you're in Josie's house.
It's just an interesting commentary on like, yeah, because they clearly don't listen to like the mainstream stuff. They're clearly their own people. So clear, like it's showing like, I don't know, like this is what happens when you try to shove things down people's throat. You know, everybody mm-hmm. just becomes the same person.
Well, it's weird.
Another
because,
way
like,
to interpret it.
It's yeah. both not, it's not subtle, but it's mm-hmm. not over the top enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it does feel like a little weird. Like the image I keep remembering is when they first played the last Du Jour song
mm-hmm.
in the and the goth girls like oh, it's just a bunch of sheep, you know, flocking to yeah. their music or whatever, and they kidnap her, which doesn't make sense.
Well, you see her. Know. You not see her later. They show her again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. So then they she's like, he's like, oh yeah, come follow me. We'll talk about like what's going on, what we can change in record industry, whatever. They shove her in the car. They take her away. Whenever they bring the government in to talk about all the subliminal messaging that they have underneath
the music. Oh, right.
The music,
she's one of the girls.
She's one
down.
Of the people
right,
that's like in the yeah that they're yeah. testing everything on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Become
that makes
like
sense.
A test rat. So
yeah.
Or whatever they call it.
Yeah. Like what I was going back to was like. When they shove her into the car, mm-hmm. the van drives away, and then there's a giant sign of MTV.com.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which
yeah.
I find is really funny,
yeah.
but it's also
Carson
not played.
Daly's in
it. Exactly. But it's not played as a joke, and mm-hmm. it's this weird, like, is this a joke? Is it not? And I'm pretty sure it is. I think, yeah. like, every sense
it
of advertising
is.
In the movie is a joke.
Mm-hmm. Even
but
if they
also,
don't come out and say it, it's
yeah,
probably a joke.
But some of it's not as funny as I think it should be, or mm-hmm. it could be, I guess.
Right.
Like, I feel like you guys didn't laugh at it, maybe because you've seen it so many times. And, but like when
yeah.
when they're going to the suburb, like when they're going to Josie's like suburban house, all the cars are all Ford Broncos.
I didn't even,
and they're all just beige
just
looks, Ford Broncos.
To me,
and
it just looked like a Stepford Wives kind
yeah.
of thing. Like,
and I mean, it's the same
Housewives
thing as like
something like
it's
that,
like
yeah.
a less cartoony or maybe more cartoony Edward Scissorhands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like or all the like everything's just exactly the same. It's I thought that was really funny. Like I laughed at that, and I was like, okay, I guess I'm the only one in the room. Yeah, I oh man, this movie's really good.
Yes.
Except for Tara Reid.
Yeah, yeah.
Then
well,
we got Tara
she
Reed.
It's like the part was kind of made for her though, like it's you're
yeah.
not supposed to be,
yeah.
you know,
her,
like
her character
on.
Melody was like that in the cartoon too,
yeah.
just like just kind of like air. Honestly, she was probably even like smarter in this, like she had
yeah.
like a air of like emotional intelligence mm-hmm. to her.
Like
I
when
think.
They were in the bathroom and she's just like saying all this stuff that a therapist would probably say.
yeah.
Like about the whatever his name is, Wyatt, you know.
Oh yeah.
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 And then all of a sudden she can do karate. Like
yeah.
She's easily the weakest part
yeah,
of the movie.
No,
for me.
Yeah,
like,
definitely. But
I don't know. I don't know. Like I found her attractive when I was a kid, but I've never liked Tara Reid. I can't think like maybe American Pie.
She was like the type at the time, I think is what it was. Like
yeah.
there's always like
yeah.
a type of, you know, unfortunately there's always a type of like this is the type of woman now and this
yeah.
is especially at that time, like blonde, very skinny.
Yeah,
yeah showed cleavage a lot.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I don't know. Like I never found her funny.
Yeah.
Like even in this movie, like what's the one joke? I can't even remember what she said now. The one joke of in the car. Because there was a joke of, oh, you want a car, or you want a car, oh I want a car. But then there was, I can't even remember.
Oh, I
it's
don't
not
even remember.
She has one kind of funny joke
yeah.
in the movie. It's not even really worth remembering,
I mean,
obviously.
She's
but,
clearly
like,
not, like, the focal point of, like, of the three. Like, she's not clearly, like, just, like, the one that's cast aside. Because nothing was really focused on her other than the fact that she was in the band.
Yeah. The life of a drummer.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Rosario Dawson is the one who's tossed aside because she's black and a bass player.
And her last name is Brown, too.
Yeah, Valerie Brown.
Yeah.
Her character didn't get a lot to say in the cartoons ever.
Really?
Yeah.
She yeah, I do want to go back and watch those because, like, I do remember, like, watching them a little bit and being like, eh, this is fine. You know, being a boy and being like, this is a girl's cartoon.
There are places
but, like,
to find it, and I can let you know where.
Is it the internet?
Somewhere on the internet.
There's a few on YouTube, and I'm sure, yeah, you know where, like, the
websites.
Whole collections are and stuff. Yeah,
I definitely didn't spend, like, 3 hours looking for Neil Breen downloads last night, so it's fine. I think I know how to work my way to Josie and the Pussycats.
And there are outer space episodes, too.
I think I'm just going to watch those
yeah.
and have just base my
I
entire opinion on
I haven't watched them yet,
those.
But I'm into it.
Oh, man. Like, Those old cartoons are all just so funny and like.
I love it. It's so tacky.
They did a good job, I think, in this movie of making the villain like that kind of over the top, humorous, like in cartoonish. Yeah. Like the one I watched, the cartoon I watched, like the villain was like this dude in a submarine named Nemo, who went around sinking every ship because he wanted to get revenge on his dad and he wanted to be the king of the sea. But
Fucking Black Manta.
Basically, and. But he was like a Dracula-typed character, and he talked like this, and he had an organ in his submarine.
Did they make that show for me?
It was amazing. Like, he had an organ that would control, like, torpedoes and stuff from his ship, so he'd be like, dun-dun, psh, a torpedo would shoot out, and he'd be like, and they'd get trapped in a cage.
That's very up my alley. I grew up with watching the monkeys. That's very up my alley.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the monkeys.
Dude,
you know they didn't even play on their own instruments.
Oh, we're not gonna get into this here. I'll give you a second shot for their music another time.
I mean, I'm cool with the Monkees. Yeah, Stepping Stone's a good song. I'm cool with them.
They actually did end up learning in their instruments and fought to perform. Yeah, I mean, music on their albums and
the biggest burden of the Monkees was they had to be compared to the Beatles.
Yeah, actually, they were actually friends.
I'm sure.
I was a huge fan of the Monkees, and that was like one of like the reasons I started. Like, I was introduced to vinyl because my mom's like, "Oh, you're watching this show. Let me." Here are my vinyl records of the Monkees.
Hi, it's 1995. Here's the Monkees'
vinyl records. 1999.
Oh, that's even worse.
I'm 9 years old watching reruns of it coming home from
hit
baseball.
Clips are
because
out already. You know, you can just listen to hit clips instead of listening to plastic
pieces
of the Monkees.
I was too cool for hit clips. I had actual CDs and
you
a
can
boombox.
Get them free at Burger King.
I just
no
had,
one is too cool for
I just
hit
had one of those.
I was.
I just had one of those toothbrushes that would just play one song while you brush your teeth.
Oh, it was cool.
I would take
his
set tape players and I would like, I'd have like the show on and I would just like hit record and I'd just listen to it back later.
Nice.
So, you know.
Hit clips were in mono and you get a free headphone that kind of fit your ear.
My cassettes have dead air in the background.
It's a warmer feel.
Gives you that real deal feel, especially when you can hear dog barking in the background.
It's like when I recorded my Animaniacs soundtrack off of my aunt's stereo just so I could have it myself, but I recorded it on my Talkboy.
I did a similar thing with the Drew Carey Show dance party episode, and I knew every dance move to that.
Hi, welcome to the Cool Kids podcast. We're talking about
isn't
tapes.
The Cool Kids table literally a podcast?
We're talking about talking about all those bands you can still buy tapes on Bandcamp.
Hey,
well, now. A lot, actually. A lot.
I have purchased many.
I have a Panucci's pizza tape still in my bedroom. Like, yes. Devin, what did you think of this movie? I went like as someone who's never seen this before. What did you think?
I mean, I thought it was really funny from the beginning. Like it was, I mean, like the four co-stars and du jour were hilarious right off the bat, and it reminded me of the one I always used to watch when I was a kid, Spice World, a little bit.
Well, that's what,
then it also reminded me of the plot of Zoolander, which I guess they came out.
It's
the
a good
same
middle
year.
Ground.
But I mean, it was hilarious. It was funny, had like a cool message to it, entertaining. I don't know. I thought it was a solid movie. I don't understand why it wasn't received well back then.
I feel like it was a little too early for its time. I feel like irony wasn't really embraced as much back then. Yeah. I mean, this is whatever month, but it was pre-9/11 by only a few months.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like this was a summer movie.
Yeah, it wasn't glitter.
I think it came out 9/11.
Zoolander came out 2 weeks after.
You know there are stickers out there, promo stickers for glitter that say, don't forget. Glitter
I
comes
did not
out on
know
9/11.
That. I mean, I know about all the other stuff. I didn't know about the stickers.
Yeah,
that's
it's
amazing.
Incredible, and I want one of
I
them
want
so
one of them
bad.
So bad. I would put that on my guitar.
Never forget glitter, 9/11, 2001.
I do think it's funny though that you bring up Spice World because maybe it's just an Easter egg that I noticed. I don't know. Meatloaf is in Spice World. Alan Cumming is in. Isn't Alan Cumming in
Alan
Spice
Cumming
World?
Yeah. Is in Spice World.
There's the one part where they play Paradise by the Dashboard Light while Alan Cumming looks at the screen, like gives like a breaks the fourth wall.
It's really
wall.
Weird.
I'm like,
and
is
then
that?
They, and then they also mention the Spice Girls dying one by one.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Is this all in the same like cinematic universe?
No, I think they're just kind of aping off the success of Spice World.
When was Spice World? 99? 98?
Well, I also think, it was like 98, I think, because the album came out too. But I think that part of it was the reason why they included that song is because Paradise by the Dashboard Light is about sex.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Pussycat.
Also, it's a good song.
Yeah, that too. But
there's a lot of sex references in the movie. There was the anal sex song.
Mm-hmm. Best song in the world.
Well, I think,
Then
I
she
think
had a song another... where she said something about coming inside too. I was like, that could be.
I don't remember.
Maybe not.
I don't think that's supposed to be. I think that's just the song, but I don't remember.
There is part of me is like, in 2001, who is this movie for? You know,
not
like
me
it's,
at the time. I was
like,
11 and not into that.
Yeah, it's a PG-13 movie about a girl rock band where it's like there's a lot of butt sex jokes and like...
Yeah.
Like,
and it's also from a cartoon from the early 70s.
Yeah, and it's
and
like,
from a comic that's
it's kind of in the same way
like
this Speed Racer
now
was. Like,
so well. Like, it
would hit
for
sure.
Now, especially they re-released it. You know.
Because like the internet... was a thing as we were told from
you
AOL hotel
the,
rooms.
Yeah.
And,
AOL, well, all the, the one lady had like, I think there was a, if you look really, really close, there was a coffee maker with an AOL sticker on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that maybe, I think, you know how back in the day, like early 2000s, they would have like, not just DVD extras, but you put the DVD in your computer and you have all the extra like weird, like interactive stuff. I think that that DVD is another one where you can get minutes. For dial-up.
Oh, man, really?
Those, I know
those
that
CDs
still
are...
have any left? Or
I didn't use them.
Trying to get that AOL.
I have a bunch of DVDs that are like that. All my Austin Powers, I think, are like that, too.
Oh, I wish... I used to collect them.
Me, too. I didn't ever use them. We should.
Yeah, I had no reason because I already had AOL or I didn't have a computer.
My dad
it was either
AOL.
One or the other. Like, but, like...
For a
what
long
was I
time.
Doing with them? Because they weren't any different.
I think I had them on my wall at one point because I'm like, they have different designs.
In the CD wallet? Yeah. Oh man, I used to carry around my CD wallet in my backpack. It was like I had my CD wall.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, baby.
You say baby too?
I picked that up. And, like I went to New York and I picked it up like last year, and that's all I say now.
Baby.
And watching Raised by TV or listening to Raised by TV.
Yeah,
I'm just
that's part of it actually. Yeah. It helped instigate that then, like Chris Gethard show stuff, and and like going to see I think George Lucas talk show, and everybody's just like, baby,
baby. I had something I was going to talk
about.
That I forgot. No, it's okay.
I
was going back
tangents.
To because like in 2001, nostalgia. Absolutely wasn't a thing.
Yeah, no, definitely
like,
not.
It was like the end of the 90s
they
where like
really
nostalgia
until...
was like the death of popularity.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, it's like we're onto the new shit. It's 2000.
That's why Limp Bizkit became popular.
Generation
and, like,
Next, baby.
Yeah.
And the song.
Well, that's what, like, when Tara Reid, for whatever reason in my mind, I always remember when Tara Reid knocks out Carson Daly and looks at with the cardboard cutout, and she looks at the cardboard cutout. For whatever reason, I always remember her looking at Limp Bizkit, Fred Durst. And it's not. It's Matt Damon looking like a 10-year-old, and it's really
it's
fucking
really
creepy.
It's really
Yeah, he
me
looks
out,
like
man.
He looks like a Guess Who character.
His freaking hair has that like clearly like you know remember like the pots of gel that you would just like or like the squeeze bottles of gel.
Yeah, and I just look at it. And I'm like, well, no fucking wonder I wasn't attractive in 2000. Like that.
No
what
one was attractive in 2000.
Yeah,
that was a time capsule for 2000s. No one.
Yeah, it's
the
like,
styles are terrible. The hair is pretty much terrible. I did like Parker Posey's pixie cut. It was actually really cute.
And I like those little flower things. I thought
it was interesting.
Kind of,
I would wear that.
Yeah. That's very Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
I had a frosted tip afro at that time.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Do you have pictures of that?
It might be in like my sixth or seventh grade yearbook picture.
I need to see that.
I
like
wish.
As soon as you humanly can get that to me. Because I need that. I mean, like, my mom in sixth grade forced me to bleach my hair blonde.
Oh, my mom
did that. I didn't want to. Yeah, I didn't want to. But then she also made me shave my head, like, or buzz my hair, like, real short.
What is wrong with your mom?
So it was entirely point. Yeah, so, like I think she was going for the Eminem thing, but, she didn't want me listening to Eminem. I don't know what her mindset was, but it wasn't bleach.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just, like, a light blonde.
The Eminem aesthetic.
And so it doesn't show because my hair is brown. So it just looked like brown, but then, like, if I change or turn my head a little bit one way, it just shines a little bit of blonde. And I'm in sixth grade.
You're like a holographic Pokemon card.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really weird. 2000s were weird. That's really... Linkin Park was a thing.
I kind of saw them once, but not intentionally.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, we did an episode about
it. I was a super fan.
I don't care for them.
I mean, a super fan. I'm whatever. Not ashamed.
I went to Project Revolution in 2007 because my friend got like free tickets and we were there.
Is that the one with Mike Hem?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd see Mike Hem.
I called Bob Breyer. I only saw Mike Hem once.
Who?
Bob Breyer, the drummer. Oh. I called him an asshole. I shouted it at him. It was great.
I mean, he is a yes.
Yeah, I know.
that's why she called him that.
Yeah, because he wouldn't come over and say hello. But at least Frank Iero waved at us, and I got to say tell him that his dog was cute. So whatever. My life is weird.
Sounds like you have a lot of famous people interactions.
Not really. Just, you know,
interactions
nearby.
A generous word. Yeah.
Just like famous people. I can't think of the word.
I'm breathing your air.
Yeah, I'm within the a few feet
of their aura.
Yes. No, but I tried to do a Josie haircut when I was in eighth grade, and it was trash. I don't have pictures.
Yeah, because it's like a shitty Rachel.
Yeah.
It's like a permy Rachel.
It's just like you can't see what
it looks
doing.
Good on her, but it's not going to look good on anybody else.
No, it's not going to look good on me because I'm always look good with my bangs are not good today, but like. I always look good with bangs since I was a child. I figured it out early on. So
it's like you like stuck your head into like a gyroscope so your hair would constantly be twirling.
Mm-hmm.
So it just like stays there.
Yeah.
But you don't have to move.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, kind of. It was like
you're
it
like
flipped
going on
up
a roller coaster.
Yeah. Just woo.
I tried to achieve that. Instead, it looked like my hair was wet because I always put a gel in it.
It's kind of like a bob, I guess. Like
yeah.
a 2000 bob.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So. I don't know hair.
Well, that was like... the big makeover scene.
I have hair, but I
they have a whole 5-minute makeover scene,
yeah.
And only one of them looks a little bit different. They don't even change clothes.
That scene was not even supposed to be in the movie.
Really?
So at the end, when they are about to do the bloopers during the credits, they have that weird scene where they're like dancing and everything. There was supposed to be like a dance sequence instead, where they were gonna have like to another song. Yeah, in that place,
weird.
And I guess it didn't work out. I don't know if it was like test audiences didn't like it, or if it just the filming they had problems with it or something, but they replaced it with the makeover scene instead. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what, like, makeover scenes are
fucking weird.
Dumb. They're just bad.
Although I liked it in Jawbreaker.
Yeah.
It's
if you change the
weird.
Film stock though, it looks cool as shit. It looks like you're a natural born killer, and that's like a really cool movie.
Also the Dumb and Dumber makeover scene. It's one of the best scenes.
I don't like Dumb and Dumber.
Are you kidding
I've
me?
I've only seen that once. It's been a hot minute.
Jim Carrey's like an idol of mine, but I don't get Dumb and Dumber.
What?
At all.
We're doing that next week, and I have the perfect guess.
We could do Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Let's do Dumb and Dumber.
If it'll come on.
I haven't watched Dumb and Dumber in like at least 10 years.
What movie is incredible? Never mind. We're not going down that's for another
We've already
week.
Gotten done enough roads.
Yeah.
I don't have any more to talk about. Do you guys have anything else you want to talk about before we... Getting the final opinions?
I wish that it was more accessible to people to see this movie because I think if you like look on Roku,
yeah, really
you can like buy it on Amazon. You can get it at like any like secondhand
store. I'm sure
store.
It's cheap.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can
get the exchange or secondhand shop and like you find it.
I think my dad bought it from Overstock.com.
I'm sure there'll be a 20th anniversary release
in three years.
Doubtful. Because they
don't even have like you can't except for on like on YouTube you can't access the soundtrack unless you like or like they didn't even come with I'm stuttering over my words. The vinyl didn't even come with like a download code or anything like that, mm-hmm. So you can only really find anything either just that vinyl
or you can get a vinyl player that hooks up to your computer with a USB connection. And you can get the real warm sound, but in the digital form, which kind of defeats the purpose.
Or buy that soundtrack for $1 on CD.
I think Mary, you should do the world a favor and pull out your old Windows 2000 desktop computer. And
I did have Windows 2000. It's a terrible operating system.
We had XP in 98 or 95.
Oh shit!
No one. Advanced. Most people did not get 2000s because it was a terrible operating system.
Yeah, pull that baby out. Get that CD burner running. Hopefully, it burns DVDs too. And just make a shit ton of copies of Josie and the Pussycats.
I can still do that on my
maybe.
Windows 10. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay,
so,
okay.
CDs still work on regular computers.
Yeah, I intentionally have a CD player on my computer. That's what I shop for.
Just trying to get that late
low
90s,
tech.
Early 2000s vibe, you know? Mm-hmm.
Just
you
open know, up that
make
sick
it true
Buddy
to the
Holly
time.
Music video on your Windows 95.
Get that nice ECD on there with the special screensaver
CD,
made
CD
for
ROM
Windows 95 with Mandy Moore space all over. That's a real thing that I actually own.
The resolution was too small, so you just had to keep copying the picture over and over again.
I feel like you could have just said that's a real thing And no. Based off of this hour of talking, I would have guessed that you owned it from that.
You wouldn't be surprised. Based off of this hour, you wouldn't be surprised by anything that comes out of my mouth.
Noted.
That came out weird.
I wasn't surprised.
But most things that do... Or whatever.
Not surprised.
Well, that's been Second Shot.
That's the Second Shot podcast.
I'm sorry.
We're all sorry. It's fine.
I'm sorry.
Never apologize.
Okay, good.
No regrets with an A.
I'm not sorry that this movie exists.
Me either.
All right, well, Devin is a Josie and the Pooh.
Pussycat
virgin.
Get that sweet puss.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Finally got it. Mm-hmm. After 28
Paradise
years.
Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
That was the best use of that song ever.
That's how I learned what that song was about, because my mom's like, you know what that song's about, right? Never heard that song before, Mom. Now I know every word to it.
Let me sleep on
not
it.
Not
that puss.
Let me sleep on that puss. I don't remember.
Is this a hit or a miss, Dad?
It is definitely a hit. I love that movie. I don't have to sleep on it. Right off that one watch, that one viewing, I am in. That was my first shot. Actually, second shot at Josie and the Pussycats. But
yeah, I mean, it's your first shot, but I mean...
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
But you'd give it a second shot.
Yeah, you know, I came
or
back
more.
To it. Because I definitely skipped over it in the past and didn't give it a fair chance.
But also your second shot at the continuation of Josie's legacy. Because you've seen the cartoons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you're welcome.
See, it all comes. See, thank you.
Now you need to watch Riverdale.
Yeah, it's a very interesting take on Josie. I don't hate it.
By the way, okay.
It's
one last
Riverdale's basically just Twin Peaks, but with Archie.
Yeah, guys... and they actually have one of the people from Twin Peaks in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who?
Shelley.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's Betty's mom.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. She's so...
Doing, like, the same thing that her mom was, like, telling her not to do, and...
I guess.
Now, do you guys remember there was that channel Boomerang that played all the old cartoons?
And it still exists.
It does? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Canadian movie.
Yes.
They used to do these weird, like, cuts of the cartoons, like, set to songs or whatever.
Yes, I've seen that on YouTube. I saw that.
Yeah, the Joes and the Pussycats one.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah, they put them in, like, different eras of or different styles of music.
They have different versions of, from the 60s or 70s, whenever that cartoon came out. Like, they actually made, like, soundtracks with, like a band, like they have the pictures of them. If you look on Discogs, like look up Josie or like anywhere really, look up Josie and the Pussycats, and there's weird CDs out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've never listened to them. I don't know if I want to, but
they cross merchandising.
Yeah. Collect all that sweet, sweet Josie merchandise. I do have two volumes of the comic book that I haven't read yet from the new stuff.
You fucking nerd.
Yep. You don't know me that well, but yep.
I know you enough.
Yeah, I am going to see Han Solo tomorrow, or Solo tomorrow. So,
Solo, A Star Wars Story. Sorry. Thank you very much.
I'm not that much of a nerd, sorry.
Look out for our possible
the annoying kind.
I do look like Kira.
I only have a Reddit account. I don't use it, though. Mary, is this a hit or a miss for you? I mean,
I'm not sure. No, it's a hit.
Cool.
I think I'd watch it probably again.
Once or twice?
I have watched it twice in one day. And then my mom's like, I didn't mind. I asked her about it once, and she's like, yeah, I didn't care. That was not a bad movie. I'm like, okay, cool. My mom's a nerd, too. Shout out to nerds.
Fucking nerds.
Nerds all across the land.
Euthanize them all.
Mm-hmm.
This is a hit for me, you fucking nerds. I like this
triple
movie a lot.
Score.
I'm into this. This is a try hit. This is a real Robin Hood.
They call it a turkey in the industry, George.
All right. Yeah.
The bowling industry.
Imagining like a dartboard, but all three are going in the middle at the same time.
I just imagine all Robin Hoods. Golden arrows and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I like this movie. It's a funny movie. I like Alan Cummings and Parker Posey and everybody except for Tara Reid.
Yeah, I mean,
and even
to
Tara
be
Reid's
fair,
perfect.
She wasn't like it fit her.
She's
like,
totally inoffensive in this movie.
Yeah, she had no other point other than the fact that she was a character. You know,
she's kind of acting to her strengths, and I get it, which are very little.
Sharknado money now.
Don't get me started on fucking Sharknado.
Probably how they cast her.
I'm surprised Devin hasn't suggested a Sharknado episode yet. But
I, never watched a full Sharknado. Same. I also used to get Tara Reid and Brittany Murphy mixed up. So when I first saw the trailer for Sharknado, I was like, holy shit, she's back alive.
That's got to be a big disappointment because of their acting ability.
Yeah, it kind of was. Kind of was.
Not just because of the death part, but the acting ability.
R.I.P. Brittany Murphy, you're a wonderful talent who died in a very tragic way.
This episode is dedicated to Brittany Murphy.
Brittany Murphy, I wish you were still alive, but
God,
only
I
for my sake.
I wish I weren't so lazy I could edit in like a doon doon doon, like a piano thing. Like
you should edit in like superimpose her face over Tara Reid's face in this.
I think that's going to do it for this week's episode of The Second Shot.
We apologize to Brittany Murphy and all albinos
Brittany Murphy.
Across the
world. Yeah, and people with lisps.
Like, if you
or special ed people, because there's that bad joke I don't appreciate.
And also, we apologize to Ari Spears for not mentioning him this entire
or the fact that nobody even points out that that's Ari Spears. You're just supposed to know. So if you never grew up with
other
TV.
Carson Daly.
He's that guy that sounds like other
also,
guys.
Also, that really poorly timed Bill Cosby joke.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's not poorly
aged
timed.
Aged well,
to
you know what I mean. That's what I meant. Sorry.
Not aged well.
Oh, geez, Ari Spears. Be more sensitive in 2018,
I'm
going to
put
Spears.
The thing in the thing. Like, are
Man
you kidding me?
Man who has
me?
A career still.
Yeah, I was listening to something recently, and he was just like, yeah, I'm going on tour. I'm like, you're alive?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. I mean...
Everybody. I mean, fucking Kevin Screech McNeilin. Still tours doing comedy.
Yeah, and Kevin McNeilin... Is that his name? Kevin Nealon, not McNeilin.
Kevin Nealon's a fucking treasure.
Yeah, he's actually... I mean, I love him.
Yeah.
I love him.
Phil Lamar's my favorite black guy from Mad TV.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's like, he's also the Green Lantern. So
you could
like,
do an episode on Mad TV, but I guess you guys don't really need to
I
give
do
it
love
a second
Mad TV.
Shot.
It's
love
crazy
it.
Problematic
you can,
and
it
it's hard to watch now.
You can stream it on the CW app.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. I'm well aware. I have the
and
CW app that I watch
anyway?
Very regularly.
Okay, good. Good.
Crazy Ex
Girlfriend,
Flash.
Not a lot of people
Flash.
Know about that, so.
Watch The Flash, yeah.
Yeah, and I've heard the Constantine cartoon show is actually pretty good, too. I'm going to watch that. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to CW.
Shout out to Constantine being a really great character. Yeah, and shout out to anyone who was offended by these Brittany Murphy jokes. If you do get offended, you can always come to me, and I'll never tell. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was 2001 with Michael Douglas.
That didn't make sense grammatically.
That's fine. yeah, that's the show. Mary, do you have anything you would plug after that wonderful Brittany Murphy slamming?
I'm afraid to talk more because I'll just trail on for another 20 minutes.
We got to fill time. It's fine.
I play shows sometimes, and I have one show coming up at the end of June, June 27th at May Halls with Remember Sports and local legends. Not really legends, but they're going to be Bitch Seat, which is are amazing. Nice. And some other bands I can't remember off the top of my head. But yeah, I'm playing that in the basement. And eventually I'm going to be doing a gym.
Sounds like a trap.
Yep. You know, there are so many Mayhall's basement references, but moments in that movie. And then
shows.
Eventually, I don't really have it all set up yet, but I'm going to be doing a Jim and the Holograms rewatch podcast because we don't have enough of those that exist, but I'm doing it from a different perspective.
Not from Jim and the Holograms. I don't think there's...
There are a couple I've listened to them. But my perspective, the perspective that we're doing is from the millennial quote-unquote standpoint because we did not grow up with it. We watched it. I've watched it, but only as a grown up. And my friend Walt, who's going to do it with me, has barely seen anything except for the movie, which no one should ever see.
I was going to ask you about the movie.
No. Like it wants to be Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah.
Just watch Josie and the Pussycats. Yeah. So, but yeah, eventually that'll be a thing. But I'm not gonna.
Do you have a name for it?
Starlight Pod. I can pull up the name. I have it. I have a Twitter for it. It's just not active yet. Like, I mean, it'll
be up. I mean, you can.
It exists. Yeah. You can follow it now, but it's not tweeting anything yet. It's Starlight. It's a reference to the Whatchamajigga.
Ah, so yes, like the Whatchamajigga. The famous Whatchamajigga from.
It's
from
a reference
Jim and the Holograms.
in the cartoon. Yeah. The Starlight House. Starlight House for Misfits, I think, is what we called it. Yeah, Starlight Foundation, a house for misfits. It's at Starlight Pod. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, follow that. And then,
follow that.
You know,
go to our shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe one day, maybe this next show, there will be a big Hotshot record producer there that will want to sign you to a deal. And don't do it.
He'll just almost run you off the road.
Don't do it.
Instead, just
I'll only do it if they make sure to blast Paradise by the Dashboard Light when I get run over. I will be singing along to it because I know every word.
Right, and that's secondshotpod@gmail.com for us. Secondshotpod on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably a Tumblr. I don't use it.
I guess you could search my name, but you'll find stuff that way.
Yeah, you do shows under your name, right?
Yeah, right now, till I can get stuff situated.
And you, if you need spelling,
you can just look at the podcast. Yeah, you already are listening to it. You can read, probably.
Fucking lazy piece of shit.
Do it yourself, moron.
Yeah, that's the episode. Devin, you got anything you want to plug real quick? Or
just follow me on the tweets, at News on Devin, if you want to. Sometimes I tweet. Other than
that's
that,
true, he does.
he does tweet sometimes.
Little twiddle.
I tweet things sometimes, I don't. It's my favorite Drake line right now. But
Didn't Kanye come out with something or no? Is that just a lie?
He came out with that Scoopity Whoop song.
Yep. Yeah, I know, but wasn't he talking about something else? Or was that next month? I did listen to that Scoopity Poop. It was very funny. I loved it.
It was beautiful.
I mean, when I started playing it, it was before like all that other stuff happened.
Yeah.
Started playing it and I'm like, that's like pretty nice beat. I'm like, this is sounds real good. And then got into the Scoopity Whoops.
I think it's kind of, it's both funny and kind of great.
It's kind of funny.
He's just trolling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I think.
Hopefully this is all just a great troll because.
I kind of wish it's not. Like there's part of me that wishes like he's just totally off the deep end.
No, he just likes the troll.
Like I don't want him to be hurt but in any means, but I also kind of just want him to like just go full out, like just embrace the character that he's created.
There's a theory out there that he is Andy Kaufman-ing everyone.
It wouldn't surprise me, honestly. I mean, be fair, I thought that about Amanda Bynes for a long time because she was my first like television crush.
Yeah,
and I held onto that for a long
time.
That
seems to be a common thing with with guys our age.
Yeah.
Like I fully expected her to like after her whole breakdown of where she was like throwing poop out a window and stuff. Like I was just like, okay, so now she's gonna have like a press conference. And she's gonna be like, I gotta tell you guys something. It's like, and now the Dancing Lobsters. And like, I was like, and it never happened. It was just real sad. And it just got real depressed.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the episode.
Another 20 minutes goes by.
The episode of 37 false endings.
Sorry.
it's definitely me.
You took two shots I'm driving to get show. To the end.
Guys, I have something to tell you. I'm not Devin. I'm actually Lisping Larry.
Oh, no.
And I have been my entire life.
I'm white-ass Wally. Whoa.
This is the only way I know how to end this podcast. The exact same way they ended the movie.
Yeah. This is my jam. I might sing along to this.
Goodbye, guys.
What's a backstory lover? What the hell's a backstory?
You know that I won't hurt you, so open up and let